Yeah, I first started hearing about these rallies, I think via Twitter. Some of our listeners gave me a heads up that there were these rallies being planned all across Montana. And again, what I find interesting about this is the fact that these weren't your normal political organizers. These weren't, you know, the folks that were organizing Tea Party rallies a decade ago. These aren't the folks that were doing the Trump parades, you know, a couple years ago, things like now. Maybe they were there, maybe they weren't. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that these are healthcare workers here in Montana who are outraged about this federal vaccine mandate, that are organizing this. And so this is really an interesting grassroots effort here that ended up spreading all across the state. We've got one of the organizers now with us on the phone lines. Corinne Hammond is a nurse in Billings, Montana. Corinne, thanks for calling in here, especially kind of last minute.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, first off, tell us why you wanted to decide why you wanted to start holding these rallies across the state.
We just saw a need for support. There's a fair amount of shaming and bullying going on in some of the hospitals in reference to the people that are choosing to still not get the vaccines. And many of the people that are against it are just staying quiet because of what's happening. And so we saw a need for support, so we started the Facebook group, and we saw people, you know, as the official mandates rolled out, we saw a lot of people really wanting to rally and just kind of come together in a place in person. And so we held a couple of gatherings, and then we planned this rally. And we had, you know, some different point people in different towns that had reached out to us, and they wanted to do their own rally simultaneously with Billings. And it just blossomed into 10 different towns across Montana. And we do average about, we're estimating about 1,000 people total were at all the rallies all across the state, over 200 in Billings, and a ton were in Missoula. I think about 200 in Missoula, about 100 in Bozeman, 80 in the smaller towns like Glendive, Sydney, Miles City, which is amazing for the smaller populations. So,
yeah, and all on a Sunday during a holiday weekend. To me, that's even bigger. Is the fact that it was a holiday weekend. A lot of people may be traveling or just doing family things, getting ready for Christmas.
Yep. It's a busy time right now for sure.
How serious is it getting in the hospitals, would you say? Because I think I read one Billings hospital alone has 1,500 employees who, for whatever reason, either don't want to get or don't want to be forced to get the COVID vaccine or haven't gotten the vaccine yet. And I think even the CEO was quoted in a separate news story as saying that they could lose, quote, a lot of really good people if Biden's federal vaccine mandate ends up moving forward.
Yeah. Every hospital is a little different, it seems. I've heard the hospitals in Billings, quote, 35% to 40% are unvaccinated. Just personally being on the floor there and kind of pulling our individual units. Some units are much higher, some are lower. It just depends on the morale and the atmosphere there in some of the areas. So,
what's it like being a healthcare worker just over the last year and a half? And you go from being treated like heroes to now basically being treated like zeros. And you've got the president of the United States willing to force you out of a job over this deal.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. There's a lot of anxiety and fear and tears. People have been pretty upset about what's going on just because that's their livelihood. And but they don't, their choice is they don't, if they had their choice, is to not put this in their body. And so it's really an emotional time for a lot of healthcare workers, including myself. So.
Yeah, because we're just days away from when this mandate is supposed to kick in on December 5th. And then I think they would have to get the jab before January 4th. But I share the optimism of our attorney general. You probably heard me talk earlier. He's been telling healthcare workers, hang in there. You know, this legal battle is underway. We've had another federal court ruling halt another mandate. We're optimistic about this one. But still, there's that uncertainty out there.
There is, yeah. It's we've all been reaching out to the Attorney General's office too. We've been doing everything we can. We're not lawyers, and so this is all new to us. You know, this is totally outside of our realm. This was my first rally I've ever been to. You know, it's not what we do. It's not you know, we are kind of, we just want to take care of our patients and retain our jobs. And the hospitals are allowing for, there's three accommodations. There's a religious accommodation, a medical accommodation, and a 100% telework accommodation. The per the CMS rulings, though, the medical exemption and the telework exemption are almost impossible to get because of the stipulations. The religious exemption is the only option, and many of us have filed for religious exemption. Some people are being denied, and I don't know the rationale. It does feel a little bit like the religious exemption has stipulations to it, and just because of the verbiage that's in those forms that we have to fill out. Every hospital has a different form. They have their own form. And there is verbiage in all of them, though, that makes us wary to sign them because it feels like like we have to give up something else. We have to agree to some form of discrimination or different treatment. Or one hospital is requiring now, after religious exemptions have been approved, the policies come out and they're requiring certain things to be on our badges to show that we are unvaxxed.
If you go to MontanaTalks.com, we've got a story about a nurse in Missoula, Sarah O'Hara, and she actually got a religious exemption from the COVID vaccine from a community medical center. But according to the story that was shared by Peter Christian with KGVO Radio out of Missoula, so far, all of the requests for exemption from the other hospital in Missoula have been denied, according to this report from Peter Christian with KGVO News. Anyway, Sarah O'Hara is another healthcare worker. She was at the rally against the federal vaccine mandate in Missoula, and she talked about just the overwhelming support that she felt given the big turnout of folks who came out in Missoula on the western side of the state in support of the rally against the federal vaccine mandate.
I'm definitely feeling 100% grateful. I think that the turnout is way more than I even anticipated, and I'm really blessed to know that there are this many people willing to stand up for our freedoms, our God-given freedoms.
All right. Yeah, that was a nurse in Missoula. And as we mentioned earlier, they're saying about 1,000 people across the state rallied in opposition to this federal vaccine mandate. Corinne Hammond is a nurse in Billings and with us for just a few more minutes here on Montana Talks, and then we'll get into your phone calls. 406-294-0970. Corinne, yeah, what else do you want to tell listeners across Montana here?
I just want people to know they're not alone. That's what we're all about, is just making sure that they're not alone in this, and that we're all willing to make a stand, and our power is in our numbers, so we can't save ourselves without saving each other. And so there's been a huge collective just outcry, and there's some negativity. There is negativity, but overall, the response has been very positive, and the connections that are being made are pretty impressive, and Sarah is one of those connections. I feel like I know her, and I've never met her, and we just have bonded together. So there's some pretty strong bonds being created, and we're just rallying together.
I think you kind of hinted at this already, but how serious is this for the thousands of healthcare workers who so far are refusing to get the COVID vaccine? How many of them do you think will walk if push comes to shove?
You know, there's some that aren't even submitting for religious exemption because they want nothing more to do with how things are being done. There are some hospitals that aren't granting religious exemptions. And then there are some hospitals that are granting almost all religious exemptions, which my personal opinion, you know, is kind of moot on all of that, I guess. But I do feel like even one nurse lost to this is too many, because we have a nursing shortage, we have a healthcare worker shortage, we have had a healthcare worker shortage long before COVID, and so the hospitals are stuck between a rock and a hard place. Some of them are pro mandate, and some of them don't want the mandate, but they don't have bodies to replace us with, and so the trickle down effect will be impressive if we do lose many or even a few healthcare workers. The number of people that don't want this is a crippling number. I can tell you that for sure. And the trickle-down effect will be access to care for the community that we serve. And that's that's profound. And so people need to consider that, what this looks like long term.
Well, and I know I've had other healthcare workers reach out to me anonymously or just on a first name basis alone, because at the end of the day, if you speak out against these mandates and you and the threats and the intimidation, you know, it's if you speak out against it, you're demonstrating courage by speaking out against it. But if you want to go out and tout the administration line, that doesn't really take that much courage. You're just echoing the party line talking points. So what you and your fellow healthcare workers are doing is you're putting your necks out there. You're putting your own jobs on the line to stand up in, for your other healthcare workers here. So I commend you for it.
Thank you. I'm nervous to walk in tomorrow. That's for sure.
Well, and if these healthcare administrators, because some will say, oh yeah, we don't want to force our employees to have to get it, but you know, our hands tied behind our back, we have to because of the federal mandate. Well, then support these healthcare workers who are speaking out against it, and use the power of your institution to join up with our Attorney General in opposing these mandates too. Is my point.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And they taught us to advocate. We are trained to advocate for our patients for really tough situations. And so now we're only doing what we're trained to do.
Well, and it also seems like, and this is probably another topic altogether that we might have to talk about another day, but we need to create a new Montana Nurses Association, because the current one is just, it's got a radical left-wing activist running it, clearly, a political agenda, not there to advocate for nurses. And so, but that's happened with a lot of these state associations in Helena, and they're a part of that establishment that doesn't care for the people they're supposed to be representing, unfortunately.
Yeah, and they're using our money to do it. So that's the sickening part. It really is frustrating to have a group that's supposed to be advocating for you and have them throw you under the bus and not listen.
Well, Corinne Hammond, thanks for what you do, and thanks for joining us on the show. It's great to talk with you this morning.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, and congrats on the successful rallies as well. All right. Yeah, the Big Sky Liberty Alliance, started by at least five healthcare workers, all healthcare workers who started this, and look at the success over the weekend.